All right, let's dive right in. We're tackling something today that I think we can all relate to: sleep.
Definitely.
We know we need it, but do we really understand how to make it work for us, not against us? I mean, how many times have we relied on coffee to power through the day when we're exhausted?
It's so true. And it's more than just feeling a bit more energized, right?
Absolutely. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive. We've got the science of sleep laid out in front of us, ready to uncover some of those sleep secrets.
Absolutely. I'm excited to break this down.
Okay, so the science of sleep really dives deep right into the nitty-gritty of sleep cycles. It's fascinating, almost like a map of your brain at night.
It is, and it really highlights the distinct roles of each sleep stage, not just the difference between light and deep sleep, which most people are familiar with.
Right, okay. So beyond light sleep and deep sleep, what else is going on in our brains when we're out like a light?
So imagine this, light sleep. It's like dozing off in front of the TV. You're kind of
Yep.
aware, but not fully engaged.
Been there.
Right. Then we transition into deep sleep. This is where the magic really
It's
happens.
magic, huh?
Think of it as your brain hitting the save button on all the important stuff from your day memories, learning experiences.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about how many hours we're logging, but making sure we're cycling through these stages properly. Is that what you're
You
saying?
got it. And then there's the mysterious REM sleep, the realm of dreams. But what I find really interesting is how the science of sleep links all of this to our circadian rhythm, that internal clock our bodies are programmed to follow.
Oh, yeah, that internal clock. I've totally noticed I feel tired or more awake at certain times, even without checking the time. Is that my circadian rhythm doing its thing?
Precisely. And when we constantly mess with it, late nights, inconsistent sleep schedules,
Weekends.
exactly, it throws that whole system out of whack. And the effects, they're more far-reaching than we might realize.
That's kind of what I'm realizing, looking at all these benefits listed in the source. I mean, it goes way beyond just not being a zombie in the morning.
Way beyond. I was
Yeah.
really struck by how the science of sleep emphasizes the link between sleep and cognitive function.
Cognitive function, you're talking about like our thinking skills.
Exactly. Decision-making, creative problem-solving, all that good stuff. It's like sleep clears the mental fog, you know?
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. There have been so many times where I've pulled an all-nighter trying to be super productive, only to realize later I made some questionable decisions.
Right. It's not just our brains that benefit, though. The science of sleep points out that quality sleep is directly linked to improved physical performance and recovery, too.
Okay, so it's like a secret weapon for athletes then.
It is, but not just athletes, anyone who wants to function at their peak.
I like the sound of that. Using sleep to boost my performance, sign me up.
But on a more serious note, this source also mentions a stronger immune system as a benefit. I mean, that's huge.
Absolutely. When we're sleep deprived, our bodies become way more vulnerable. Good sleep, it's like an investment in our overall health, for sure. Okay, so we've established sleep is vital, it's essential. But in our always-on world, it feels like there's a whole army of sleep disruptors out to get us. And the science of sleep even dedicates a whole section to this, right?
For good reason. It calls out the usual suspects: light, noise, temperature.
Stress.
Oh, big one. All those things that can disrupt our sleep in ways we don't even realize.
You know what gets me? The blue light thing? I mean, our phones, laptops, they're practically glowing at us all day and night.
And that blue light is a major sleep saboteur. It basically throws our circadian rhythm totally out of whack by tricking our brains into thinking it's still daytime.
So when we're trying to resist scrolling through our phones before bed, it's not just about willpower, it's actual science.
Exactly. Which is why the science of sleep doesn't stop at just identifying the problems.
Yeah.
It offers a bunch of practical strategies. It calls them sleep hacks to optimize our sleep. I love this part.
Yes. Actionable insights. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, lay it on me. What kind of sleep hacks are we talking?
Well, establishing a consistent sleep schedule was definitely high on the list. So no more sleeping in till noon on weekends, unfortunately.
Oh, man. So much for those weekend lions.
Right. But it's about training your body, just like an athlete would train for peak performance. Consistency is key for a good sleep routine, too.
That makes a lot of sense. What else? What other hacks can we use?
Well, the science of sleep goes deep on optimizing your sleep environment.
Yeah.
They really emphasize a cool room, ideally around 65 degrees.
Oh, interesting. 65 degrees, huh?
Yeah, complete darkness and minimizing noise are also key. So we're talking blackout curtains.
It's like creating the ultimate sleep sanctuary.
Exactly. And we can't forget about good sleep hygiene. being mindful of what we eat and drink before bed, incorporating relaxation techniques.
Right, like a hot bath, maybe some calming music, that kind of thing.
Exactly. All those things can make a real difference.
It seems like a lot to remember, but if we think of it as an investment in our success and well-being, which it sounds like it is, it feels a lot more manageable.
It's a total game changer. There's actually a really compelling example in the source. They profile this successful entrepreneur who's incredibly disciplined about their sleep. 10 p.m. bedtime every night, no exceptions.
Wow, 10 p.m., that's dedication.
Right. It shows that you can be ambitious and prioritize sleep.
Love that. So it's about working with our biology, not against it.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay, so after this deep dive, here's something I want you all to think about. What could you accomplish if you were able to unlock the power of a truly great night's sleep? Just something to chew on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.